Aber macht die Pause.
Okay, the show was titled for tonight, How to Avoid a Disaster. There are many suggestions put forward, mainly of don't go to the shir, avoid the disaster. What disaster we're referring to? We all know in the times of David HaMelech was king of Yerushalayim. One day there was a plague and there was 100 people dying every day. 100 men were niftar. It was a punishment because they had counted the Eden. And the Rebbe gave him a choice of punishments. Chazal discussed why he chose death. Because this one, but he chose there should be a plague and 100 men were dying every single day. And they saw Baruch Kodesh on the way to be masak in the Avera, masak in the problem, to bring about an end to this plague, was to institute the mitzvah, or to reinstate the mitzvah of Mea Brachas. Mitzvah every day, of Mea Brachas every single day. We know there's a chi of Mea Brachas. The Gemara in Menachos Memches, Mem Gimel says, Tani hoi re mea oime, chayavad v'levorech Mea Brachas b'chol yom. There's a chiv to say Mea Brachas every single day. There's a chiv by Chazal, instituted by Chazal, to say Mea Brachas every single day. We learn it from the Pasuk of Ati Yisrael, Mo Hashem lekech ha-shol mimcha. Different opinions, how we learn it from the Pasuk, Rashi learns Mo in Nikra Mo Elameo. With At Bash, it's Gematria 100, Tosis learns 100 letters in the Pasuk. Various ways of how we learn from the Pasuk, but we learn it from this Pasuk. That there's a chi of Mea Brachas every single day. Rav Shimshon Bing has explained there was a Shalom Bayis issue going on. There was problems between us and Hashem. We weren't seeing eye to eye. Things were getting strained. And he said the first thing you're doing when you've got a problem, when a relationship's at stake, is to create conversation, get things going, get things talking, make a connection, bond together again through talking. And that's our Mea Brachas every day. It's like sending 100 texts or 100 emails every single day. You're renewing the relationship. And that's the Mea Brachas idea. There was a plague, the Rebbe was upset. Through the Mea Brachas was the connection, the talking to Hashem every single day. To renew this connection to us and Hashem, the Ramban explains that we're only alive, the schus, that we're Meshabech, the Rebbe Shalom, brings us closer to Hashem. The Mela, when that was dwindling, the Mea Brachas wasn't as it should be, and the Yidden were dying, to be Mechazik in this union, Mea Brachas is what prevents Misa Chasa Shalom and other Puranis coming to the world. So the first shayla is a Misa Daraisa, Misa Drabonon. We know most take on as Drabonon, come out all of them, Shitti Yechidah of the Behag, but most Rishonim take on as a Misa Drabonon of Mea Brachas. So even though it's Drabonon, we know it's still a Chiv, it's absolute Chiv, like any other Chiv Drabonon, like Menorah, Megillah, many Misa Drabonon we have, and Mea Brachas is one of them. Chiv Drabonon. Who's the Chiv for? So we know it's for men for sure. Like, all chivim are for men. Is there a chiv for women? So there's much discussion in the Poskim about this. Some say yes, some say no. Most say no. The reason is, they first leave some bring a raya from the fact that they can't make a bracha on tzitzis, can't make a bracha on tefillin. Lebaisa, it's also just shtak a tiny because it's three brachas like a kol, and it's still got the rest of the brachas, whether they have a chiv tefillin or not, is debatable. So some say that that's the right, they don't. Lamai said the meaning always was the Klal Yisrael that they did not do Mea Brachas. Therefore, Pashas, that's also the halacha, and that's how most people take on, that there's no Chiv Sfadim, take a magma Mea Brachas, but we take on, there's no Chiv Mea Brachas for women, only for men. Salman Madaik, the Rambam, Chasam Sofer Madaik in the Risk Rav, and the Chasam Sofer Madaik in the Rambam. The Rambam says, there's certain days where we're tight for Mea Brachas, like Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a lot harder to reach your Mea Brachas during the week. We have many, many Brachas. You've got Shemoneh Esrei 3 times a day. That's 19 times 3. Sitzes Tefillin, 15 Brachas in the morning. Brech Satoya, Alekan Neshama, Shiyotza, many Brachas going down. You're usually okay. If I get the tool and the Abu Dram learned that the reason why we have so many Brachas is Chazal instituted into our day all these Brachas to make sure we get our Mea Brachas. Because there's a Chiv Mea Brachas, they made it easy for us, and they made our whole day consist of many, many brachas, round and round. Shabbos and Yom Tov were much, much more tight for brachas. Firstly, Shemoneh Esrei 7:19, we're down to 7 on Shabbos, so it's 7 times 3, you have Musaf as well, but you don't have the 19, the regular 19, you don't have Tefillin. Much tighter for brachas on Shabbos, and Yom Tov could be even less than that, depending on the Yom Tov, different Yom Tov can vary the amount of brachas. So the Rambam says, what do you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? He says, Ketzat, Oichumat Yerek, eat some vegetables, work, lefonu velachru, we make a bracha before, a bracha afterwards. Later eat some fruit. Make a fruit before and after. The other Rambam says the crucial words. You count the brachas at shemashlimei brachas. They learn in the Rambam there's a din, there's a chiv to count the brachas. Part of the mitzvah is you count the brachas as you go along. Now the Achronim point out on a day like a regular weekday, where you're usually okay for brachas, we'll see later. I've got a chart here, managed to print out. Of the mayor brachas, during the weekday usually you're okay. So there's no din counting during the weekday. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're much tighter for brachas. There's a din of moine kol brachas, a din to count the brachas. If we would be able to, would make an app on our phone to count the brachas like that. You could type in every meal, maybe with the Shabbos app, they'll make a brachas app, and you can count together every day all your brachas every Shabbos and Yom Tov. So weekday usually okay. It's Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a din of moine kol brachas if you count. Well, there's different answers. Yeah. So the regular brachas you have of tefillahs and meals, that you could take as a posha, that's a given you've always got, and then you can count the extra ones over that. Yeah, we're going to get to that. We'll discuss that in a minute. So before that, again, some people, what they do is they know that Friday night they're eating loads by every Shalom Zocha, and Kiddush Shabbos morning they go to every Kiddush in town. Shabbos afternoon they join the kids for Shabbos party. They make not only 100 brachas, they make 500 brachas, they're fine. So you know you ate to the mitzvah. But the Rambam is doing this to count. So what some people did, they say a lot of the Gedolim did this, you used to have a cup, and in the cup they put whatever you like, chocolates, jelly beans, whatever you like, and you put in 20, Shabbos usually you're short of 20 or 19. You put in it 20 jelly beans, and when the cup's empty, you know you're done. So it's very simple, easy, it's easy to count. Every time you check, another 5 to go. And as you keep count, and you can count this. Lamaisa, it's a deacon, the Rambam, some say for Briskarov. But it's not so mainstream. You don't find many people who say this. So if you do it, it's definitely a hiddle in the mitzvah. If you don't, Pashas, you say, you your din, you still eat to the mitzvah of Meir Brachas. Okay, so that's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, what counts for Meir Brachas? What can you count? There's much discussion in the poskim here. Firstly, there's the Shla, which the Mogen Avraham, Oz Nidbur, and many Achronim, Shulchan Aruch break down, who say you can create a matzav where you need to make a bracha. They say, Lamashal, we know at the end of the meal you have fruit or ice cream, you make a bracha. So the Shla says, much better, don't have it at the end of the meal, instead bench, and after the meal have it. And that way, you'll gain not only a bracha Rishena, but also a bracha Achronim. No, you bench has on the end of your meal, but you don't make a specific bracha just on the ice cream. You don't make a bracha shena, shakal. You won't make a bracha chreno. So he says, have it after the meal and you'll gain another bracha. There's different variations of various tricks you can do to gain brachas. Good. Okay, so that's the eitzah that they bring down from the Shalom. The eitzah of the Rambam is not so thrilled about this idea. He says it could be a bracha in tzricha, you should be. We should avoid it. So therefore, it's not the most lechatchila to do. If you're stuck with brachas, then you can do these sort of shticks to try and create a matzav. We have more brachas, but really, we know we're not marbim brachas. We only try and do here. We need to do 100. We don't create matzavim of shailas. We might be a brachas in tzricha. You try and avoid as much as you can. But the Shulchan does say on Shabbos, eat as many fruit. And nowadays, it's not only fruit. We have all sorts of variations out there in the shops. Lots to eat. Make sure you get your meir brachas. Oh, we're going to get... Okay, so we'll do it now. There's 6 stages mainly to the realm of brachas that can qualify for Meir Brachas. And as you go down the list, it drops in the lechatchila nus of the bracha, if you can call it like that. The first thing is the best. The Bach says you make the bracha yourself. The best is you're not eating someone else. You don't try and hear someone else's bracha. You make the bracha yourself. That's the best of the Bach, that you make the bracha yourself. That, sure, is no problem. That can go to qualify for one of your Meir Brachas. Next stage down, which many Achronim say is even lechatchila, they argue the Bach, say this is also lechatchila, is if someone's moits you a bracha that you chayvin. Like Kiddush, you go to hear Kiddush from someone, you chayvin Kiddush, you need the Kiddush, they make Kiddush, you hear the Kiddush, you're fine. Or something like Megillas Esther, there's a chiv to hear Megillas Esther. Whenever you hear Megillas Esther, and someone makes a bracha for you, you can count that bracha towards your mayor brachas. Benching, someone's moits you benching, again there's a chiv. No problem, you hear the benching from him, that can count as Meir Brachas. That's Shlav 2, you're not making it yourself, you're hearing from someone else. The third darago is you hear a bracha from someone else, the Be'etzim you need to hear, there's a mitzvah for you to hear, but you're not mechuyvim. L'moshel like leining. Leining, you're supposed to hear leining every Shabbos, every Monday and Thursday. But if you don't, there's no chiv. It's not like Megillas Esther, where you must hear it, or Kiddush that you must have, Rech Zamazin, you've got to hear, you've got to bench, if not hear benching. This is something the Chazal said we do, Kriyas HaTorah, there's many other types of brachas that come in this category. HaTorah also goes in, Megillas Eicha, Megillas Ruach, if you make a bracha. All these mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah to hear it, but there's no absolute chiv. So it's ready down a darga, because it's a bracha. If you're the chazan, you're the guy saying it, that's sure no problem. You're saying a bracha. But if you're only hearing the bracha, you can also use it for mere brachas according to many, but it's definitely down a darga from the best types of brachas. It's a good question. If you want to be yitzah from him, you probably should have a mind. The main shaila they discuss here is, we know by brachas that you're not trying to be yitzah. You're just hearing a bracha, you can say bracha rosh shemai. And by a bracha, you want to be yitzah, you don't say bracha rosh shemai. So do you say bracha rosh shemai in the brachas of leining, haftarah, if you want to be yitzah? So they bring down from Chaim Kanievsky.
Shabbos, you've got 20 brachas there, doing Chris Terah and
Yeah, you got many brachas there. Right. So this, we said, is the third best. In fact, the Shlav among the Ram all point out, if you can be Yoitza, a Shlav Aleph, the best type, the highest type of bracha, bracha Yimachuyavin, they say you should do that. And Faket, the Gemara Melacha said, the Gemara quoted before, said the Rebbe Chia, he used to eat lots of fruit on Shabbos to get his mayor brachas. And they all ask, he didn't go to shul, he didn't hear leining, for sure he went to shul. Chalas Hashat, leining, Elomai, the best is a bracha Yimachuyavin. Fruit, extra nash. Make sure you get your brachas, ashiyotza. All these brachas are chiyuvim. The haftarah, the leaning, chazar sashat, all these things are much less a daraga. And if you're stuck, you're allowed it. But lechatchila, you get a bracha, which is absolute chiyuv.
What does the Rosh say?
You should listen.
We should make.
Chayvan levorich. So the bach takim medag, levorich, takim is you should make. And the Torah says that because people were amaratim, they didn't know how to daven, so the chazar is pure to them. He says, but the best is that you say it yourself. And on that, the bach's medag, the best is to say it yourself, and you know it's a without. So Achorin will say, you are Yitzah. But the best is if it's a bracha Mechuyivin. And second best is a bracha that you know Mechuyivin, less than like leaning. Chazar Seshach, Chazar even down the darga. Number five, it's even less than leaning. Again, you can use it if you have to, but it's not lachat chila. The next darga, even lower than that, is if someone else makes a bracha, someone has a coffee, and he wants to make a bracha, so now the fruit makes a bracha, there's bechlal not for you, there's no mitzvah for you, there's no chiv for you, there's nothing, it's not like Chris Atea, where you're supposed to listen. He wants to make a bracha on his can, on his coke, whatever it is, he wants to make a bracha. So to hear his bracha, it can also be used as mayor brachas, but that's even less, that's right, bottom rung of the ladder. But if you're stuck, that's what you can rely on. And just underneath that, we're going to get to it soon, we'll discuss a bit more, is other things like Enkel Ikenu, people know you can use that sometimes, we'll discuss in a minute. So that's really the whole. Or the order of the brachas, the first is the chiv, that you say yourself. Second best is a chiv, like all the examples we gave, Kiddush, right? Megillas Esther, which is a chiv. The second best is the other Megillas, or leining, haftarah. Underneath that is chazar sashatz. Underneath that, someone's being a personal bracha for himself. You're listening into Yishakal. And the bottom is Enkel Ikenu. And there's other variations amongst Rishonim, different ideas how you can create some brachas with other things. Oh, we're gonna get there. Hold on. Hope we're gonna get there. Yeah. Okay, so that's basically the hierarchy of brachas. Okay, we just skipped all this. Very good. Okay, there's other ways to get mayor brachas. Besomim. You go down Besomim on Tanesim. The Mognoron brings 2 days, also from the Shlah, and he says whether you should or shouldn't use Besomim. Some learn that Tanis is a time of inner time where you're not meant to have too much enjoyment, therefore you shouldn't use Besomim. Some people do use Besomim, different than Halim in what you do. There's days both ways. If you can avoid it, it's probably better to avoid it, as long as you can get your Meir Brachas. Some other how, if you can avoid using Besomim, then you get out of the Shaila completely. Enkel Ikenu, how does that work? So again, there's many variations in Rishonim how it works. The Shmuel Lekhet says, you've got Enkel Ikenu, we say Enkel Ikenu, Mikel Ikenu, Noidel Ikenu. The Rosh Tevas of Ein, Mi, and Noida is Aleph, Mem, Nun, Omein. And he goes through the whole thing, how it works, Omein 4 times, it's negative brachas, and times that by 12, there's a whole cheshbon there. Kitzah, he gets you your 19 brachas of Shemun Esra that you normally have. The 12 brachas of Shemun Esra times 3, he gets you all your Shemun Esra that you normally have, and he says you can rely on that. But again, we said that's mamash at the bottom of the ladder. When you're really stuck, you rely on that. The chatchila, you don't rely on this, you make the brachas yourself, or here a bracha that you're chayavin, or here a bracha that you're not chayavin, but the last is you're relying on Enkel Ikenu. The shaila is, it comes towards the end of the day, and you realize you're not going to make it. There's no way you're going to make your mayor brachas. Should you still try and get as many brachas as possible? Is there still a mad rush for the brachas? We say, no, I'm not going to make it. You throw your hands up and say that's the end. So the Mizrach and the Rambam here as well. The Rambam's mashma that there's no chiv. That's why they say the briskerov used to make sure every Shabbos he used to get aliyah for maftin. He got two brachas of leining, and he used to get all the brachas of haftarah. He had a whole bunch of brachas there. On Yom Kippur, they say he never bothered. Why? He said, the missus is good as a mile, there's no way I'm going to make on Yom Kippur, there's no meals, there's no food, I'm not going to make on Yom Kippur, and he didn't get his aliyah on Yom Kippur. In the back of the Ram, there's no chib. Lamai said, many others, Abu Dram, the Tool, among the Ram, and many, bring from many Rishonim, that the all mashma, there is a mitzvah still to be marbe as many brachas as you can. The Rashi of the Tool says you should have at least 100 brachas, and the day that you keep going, the more the merrier. So too, if you don't get to 100, you're less than 100, you're 92, 93, the more you get, the better, and you should just give up. So if you're going close to the end of the day, or end of Shabbos, morning air, and you realize that, you know, you're not making it, and there's food there, you can make a bracha, you should still try and make a bracha. The more, the merrier. Even if you don't get to 100, the best is the real chiv get to 100. If you don't get to 100, don't just give up, keep going, and as many as you can, you're also part of the mitzvah. Then the shaila, we discussed before, when does the day start? They start the morning, start the night, then a shmoshes, early Shabbos, a late Shabbos. There's many shaylas here. How do you work around this? So the first thing to know is, the Sefer Itim, he tackle learns that the day starts in the morning and ends in the night, which is very shver. He learns most things we know begin the night to the night, all in Jewish day, that's how it works. But he learns this begins in the morning to the night. Lemaisa, he's a Shitti Yechidah here, and all the Rishonim, at least 17 Rishonim I found, could be there's more, all in it starts the night and ends in the night. Like a regular day, starts with Nacht and ends with Nacht. The first shaila is bein hashmoshes. What is bein hashmoshes? We know bein hashmoshes is a sofik, is a night, is a day. Sfiras Omer, we know that's a sofik here as well. So just like by Sfiras Omer, we say it's a mizudra bonon, sofik rabbon is the hokel. So to here, we say you can use the bein hashmoshes however you like. You could use it part of today, all part of yesterday. However, we know like all mitzvahs, you shouldn't do a tithing disaster. Therefore, make sure to be consistent. Whatever you do, Sunday, do this Monday, Tuesday, all the way through. If you're using bein hashmoshes of Monday night for Monday, then bein hashmoshes of Tuesday for Tuesday. Don't use bein hashmoshes of Monday for Monday, and Monday night, use it again. Sorry, Tuesday, use it again. So Monday, you should always be consistent in how you do. Your bein hashmoshes not make a tithing disaster. Then the shaila of early Shabbos, very negate, make early Shabbos. You've got Kiddush, you've got Mariv, you've got Hamoiti, Al Tisadai, many, many brachas. What happens if you say the early Shabbos, it's part of the Friday Cheshbon, you're losing loads of brachas here. So there are achronim who say the taki you lose your brachas because it begins with Ben Shmoshes, Shkir, and Nech, and the early Shabbos from Plag, they say it doesn't work. Lemaisa, many argue with this, and there's many reasons why. It's much more mustaba to say there is part of the cheshbon. Firstly, the Sheva Levi says that as long as you makabel a new day, it's a new day. Like if you want to have marav early erev shchedish, you say yalav yovin shmul esra. There's no toisus shchedish, no extra shchedish. Why are you saying yalav yovin in marav? Because it's part of shchedish. It's on tomorrow's cheshbon. So do we. He says if you have a marav early, it's really on tomorrow's cheshbon. And they bring stronger than that. They bring the Rishonim we know always in the history of Klal Yisrael until very recently. They always had early Shabbos. It was always like that through the years. The Rishonim. They all start the meal before Nacht. The Trumas Deshan isn't even benched before Nacht. It's clear on the Rishonim that's always how it was. And none of the Rishonim point out that the Cheshbon of Shabbos, they make the Cheshbon of weekday, the Cheshbon of Shabbos. And none of them say that you're missing out on Marav, you're missing out on the brachas of the meal. They all count in the Cheshbon. The Vayis is they're all learning that the brachas of Shabbos, even though you start your Shabbos early, the Marav and the meal, here it's all part of Shabbos, it's Kedusha Shabbos, it belongs to the Shabbos Cheshbon, and you can all count it in the Cheshbon of Shabbos, no problem. So Friday night, early Shabbos, you count it all in together with Shabbos, no problem at all. The Shaila Shudas, if you bench Shaila Shudas after Nach, what do you do then? Do you count it? Sunday, do you count it as Shabbos? Now Shaila Shudas, especially the benching, you can't say the mamish part of Shabbos. It's much harder than say the Friday night davening. So therefore, it's best to get it before Nach. At least being a Shmoshes, then you can definitely count it in the Shabbos. After Nach, it's much more questionable, and you've got four brachas there, so you want to make sure to get it part of the Shabbos regimen. So you daven before Nach, bench before Nach. Then Shmosh is already, the earlier the better, and you count in Yecheshbon for Shabbos. Shavuos coming up, there's many brachas, the Shavuos morning, those who stay up all night get someone to be moiti them. Why is someone moiti you? Because it's a Sofik. If it's a Sofik, then none of you can count it in the Cheshbon. All these brachas, the brachas of Shachas, many brachas there. The truth is that they usually do many brachas in Shul, which they're not mamash mechuyivim. They're not mechuyivim to be moiti you. Many of them you mechuyivim yourself, do as a Chumrah. So the ones that are just a Chumrah, you can count in no problem. The ones which are a Sofik, when you count them in their brachas, it's still in the Sofik. Again, it's only a drabonon, not it's drabonon. There's a big tzad to count them in. But that's the watch out on Shavuos, whether you can or can't count it in. And finally, to end off, the whole thing of their brachas says to be Meshabech, Ribon Shalom, to get rid of the punishment in the world, to bring about life. So the main thing is how you say the bracha, the kavanah of saying the bracha, and make sure that you say the brachas right. I printed out some charts. They're not mine, someone emailed them to me, of Meir brachas on made. Pretty good chart. Everyone wants a copy. I've got 10 copies here.
Yeah, no.